I guess that's why I bleed Cubby Blue. Hey, hey, holy cow, Bernie, let's play too. The fans on the pavement wait for home runs on Waveland. There's no better day spent. Cubs are my enslavement. And I guess that's why I bleed Cubby Blue.
Ooh, that's sultry. That's hot. Welcome to The Download. It's 10 o'clock on Tuesday nights here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, you know what that means. It's time for Picnic. This is a new segment we've been doing all month long where we are picking nicknames, authentic, legitimate nicknames for our 2016 Chicago Cubs, because we got to be able to call them something when they're on the field in October. That's the plan. We've had three great weeks of coming up with nicknames for several players. We'll go over those in just a second. But tonight, we've decided to give nicknames to two primetime players. We're stepping up our game here on The Download. All right. So first is going to be setup man Pedro Strop. Already getting great stuff coming in at 312-981-7200. Pedro Strop. And second is going to be star shortstop Addison Russell. That should be an easy one for you at home. Addison Russell. In studio with me, Joel Reese. Joel writes for BP Wrigleyville, and he's one of the hosts of BP Wrigley Cast, which is the podcast, Baseball Perspective, of course. Joel, good to see you. Thanks
hey,
for being here,
sir,
man.
Thanks for having me.
So you're our color you're the guy who is going to give us some good facts about these players.
Okay, I'll do what I can.
All right, before we do that, I feel like it's almost becoming, I think, you know, commonplace to introduce Rob Martyr, who has been a tremendous, tremendous player in Picnic. It's unbelievable the amount of research and just passion you bring to this, Rob.
Well, it's good to be here on the show once again, Justin. Thank you so much again for having me.
One day at a time.
One day at a time, backs against the wall, 110%. You know how it goes.
Right.
Hoping to force a game seven.
So before we get your logic to some of these nicknames, also want to introduce Esmeralda Leon, who's here. Esmeralda, it is her job at the end of this to pick the winners. Esmeralda, how are you feeling tonight?
I feel good.
Can you give us any indication of your mood?
Oh. You know what? That doesn't factor in.
No, it doesn't.
I separate it.
You're professional.
If I'm feeling, yeah.
You rise above it.
Personal and professional, two totally different things.
Just trying to get anything that the listeners who might want to play to Esmeralda's tastes.
I like catchy.
All right.
So give me something catchy.
Something
pithy.
Catchy. Pithy?
Yeah.
Or
pithy
just
catchy? And catchy.
Pithy and catchy.
Two of my favorite things.
All right, good. All right, Joel, so before we hear Rob's research project he's been working on all night, What do we need? Let's start with Pedro Strop. What do we need to know about Pedro Strop?
Pedro Strop is also came over from the Baltimore Orioles in the Jake Arrieta trade. So not only did they get one of the best pitchers of the last however many years for the immortal Scott Feldman and the unforgettable Steve Clevenger. Steve Clevenger, that's just a name that screams like bad baseball player, isn't it?
He's got a mustache.
Like George Mitterwald.
Right.
You know, just like, you know, Steve Clevenger is never going to be Hall of Fame bound.
Right.
Just not in the cards.
He'd be great for this picnic if he was still on the team. Clevy!
Clevy. So they got Pedro Strop and Jake Arrieta for these guys. And Strop has been a valuable member of the bullpen. He's got a great sinker. He's got one of the most unhittable sliders in the game. Mm. He's got a good fastball. He's been a good middle reliever, middle to late reliever. They tried him as a closer. And I just don't know if he has the mentality to be a closer, because you have to be kind of crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
He gets a little emotional. He's a little cocky on the mound.
Well, he's got, you know, the thing that the old school guys don't like is he wears his hat to the side. So that might be something that will play into the nickname people mm-hmm. who are phoning and texting in here, is that he wears his hat askew.
Okay.
So there's a word right there. Maybe that comes in somewhere.
Strop askew.
But the old school people who talk about respecting the game don't like that. Mm. And he does get fired up. But he is he's a good pitcher. I don't know that he'll ever be a closer. Maybe not. But he's a valuable, definitely a valuable addition to the bullpen.
Okay, Rob Martyr, Hearing that information, mm-hmm. what did you learn tonight about Pedro Strop?
Well, you know my MO in this game that we like to play here weekly mm-hmm. on the download. Mm-hmm. I like to go deep. I like to see where these guys are from. I like to kind of get into their heads, into their sure. backgrounds. So Pedro Strop is from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
It boasts a lot of things, but namely ball players is their chief export to the United States.
Okay.
One of their ball players that they exported to the United States, a guy by the name of Raul Mondesi, who spent
player,
most
yeah.
of his 13 mm-hmm. seasons, as we know, with the LA Dodgers, and indeed a great player. Raul is now the mayor of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
So I'm going to bring this back around, and I'm going to call Pedro the Mayor Strop.
the mayor. I think you should be like the deputy mayor, since Mondesi's already the mayor.
Yeah.
But Mondesi's term, it's a six-year term for mayor of that particular town. It actually ends this year.
By the way, this entire research project, do you have a poster board drawing that you did?
But I brought it back
like
around.
Beautiful mind,
I brought it back around to San Cristobal.
Have you storyboarded this, Rob?
I'm working on it.
You're working on it. Okay.
I like
the mayor.
Got a few concepts.
The mayor is in. All right. 312-981-7200 is the number. Let's take a quick break. We'll get everything lined up. We'll get through some of the text here for Pedro Strop. Why don't we do it this way? We do Strop from 10 to 10:30, and then we'll do Addison Russell from 10:30 to 11. So let's continue with Pedro Strop. 312-981-7200. What do we think? What is his nickname? It's Picnic here on the download. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. In studio with me, Joel Reese. He's with BP Wrigleyville. He also does the BP Wrigley Cast podcast for Baseball Prospectus Wrigleyville. We're talking about nicknames. It's Picnic, Pedro Strop, and Addison Russell. The texts are coming in. 312-981-7200. We're giving away. Here's what we're giving away. We'll give away a Lou Malnati's. You know what? We'll do two Lou Malnati's pizzas tonight. What do you think of that? So if you pick Pedro Strop's nickname or Addison Russell's nickname, you're going to get a pizza. That's pretty great for you just going, oh, I got a good nickname.
Yeah, hey, here's something. I'm going to call in.
I just wish that I would have, I think in my life, like my non-radio life, I wish I would have paid attention more to nighttime radio just for the perks.
Just for like the pizzas?
Yeah, like I just feel like, you know, I move too quick to like TV or something at 10:20.
Yeah.
Watching the weather, and I'm like, oh man, if I would have stuck around and come up with a nickname, I would have got a pizza.
Free pizza, yeah.
Idiot.
You know, the road less traveled.
Exactly. Right. All right, Joel. So Pedro Strop, what are you thinking about? What do you like? Let's talk about what you're thinking. What's your thought process when it comes to a nickname?
Well, you know, we were talking about this a little bit during the break. You know, there's the obvious things. Like I go for like things that sound like Strop. Strop in the name of love. The Supremes. So, but Strop in the name of love, that doesn't work for Esmeralda. I can see her kind of like too long. She's like, no, not feeling
it.
It's not pithy enough. And I get that. So, so that's the first thing I thought of. But you know, also if you think about good nicknames, like I think about like the Southside Hitmen,
mm-hmm.
you know, the White Sox, it was at the 70s. You know, it's kind of oblique. Like it doesn't have to be so literal.
Right.
You know, the Big Red Machine, that's what the Cincinnati Reds were in the mid 70s. So I'm trying to think of a distinctive characteristic of Pedro Strop. He doesn't have the big ears that Carlos Marmol had.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said, he wears his hat askew. So I feel like there's something there. So that's a
okay.
clue.
All right. So there's a clue. It's really got to involve the hat. Let's go to the text. Pete, what do you think of this one? 773 says, Stroparino.
Yeah.
He just does that for every name. Like for Addison Ralph, he's going to be like, Russell Arino.
Yeah,
you
see,
know?
That's what you got to avoid that kind
of
stuff.
Arino.
That's Esmeralda's not going for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's like disgusted.
No.
It's too easy.
What I know about Esmeralda is she's going for the clever.
Yeah.
She's going to like the clever here.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you'll like this one. This one, Pedro Strop, White Castle, because he's got the hottest and best slider in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right? A good one because he has one of the most unhittable sliders. When it's on, one of the most unhittable sliders in baseball.
How about that?
So,
and then can you say something about, like, with cheese on it?
Yeah, like if he gets, like, a big strikeout. Yeah. Like, with cheese.
Yeah, it's got some extra sauce.
That could work. All right, let's go to 773.
Yeah, I
says,
like that one.
The Stroper, like the stripper, I think is what they're going for. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
630 says, no stroke, Strope. So I guess that's like no stroke, like no stroke, like you can't hit him.
Okay. I'm not really sure where he's going with that one.
This is a big one. This is one that I've seen a couple times now. Rope-a-dope.
Rope-a-dope, Strope.
Rope-a-dope, Pedro, rope-a-dope, Strope. Because as 262 says, Muhammad Ali used this to set up his opponent. And Pedro Strope is a setup man.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something there. I kind of like that. We've got the interloper. That's a little, that might go a little too far off.
Is it because it rhymes with Strope and
I think so.
Maybe interloper kind of coming in the middle of the game?
Right.
I don't know. It's a stretch.
I'm a big fan of this one, even though it makes no sense to me. Diesel.
Yeah, you said that.
606 just says Diesel. I kind of like that as just like a nickname, though. Like, if you know, like going against the grain, not trying to be all clever and cute.
Yeah.
Here comes Diesel.
Yeah.
He's bringing the Diesel.
Yeah.
He's got gas.
Yeah.
He's got that high octane gas.
Esmeralda, any thoughts from the judges?
It's all right. It's all right. It's got a feel. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Pam. Pam, what do you like for...
I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, well, I got two things. First of all, I got Russell the Muscle Man, and then I've got Strope, the Pope of Hope. Strope is the Pope of Hope, and Russell, I could see, could be the Muscle Man, and we got to keep him short and sweet.
Yeah. I like that a lot,
That's
Pam.
That's my thought.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, and I'm sure you're being kind to me, and I appreciate that.
Pam, what have I ever been non... I'm not lying with my... I like that. I like
I know
muscle.
That. I just love... I love the whole thing of it. I've loved the Cubs since I was 8 years old, and we won't say how many years ago that was. But it was a long time ago.
I appreciate it.
It was in Ernie Banks and Ron Santo, and but they're my heart. But I'm like, I don't even know the guy's names, but you got such Strope. I said, hey, Pope of Hope. Strope.
I like that, Pope of Hope.
Yeah. Russell is the muscle. You know, don't give him the hustle. Get off it. And then I'll go on and rhyme and rhyme, so you got to shut me up.
That's really how you do it. Thanks a lot there, Pan. That's amazing. I'll say I like muscle for Russell. That's good. All right, so Beef Stroopwafel just came in. I like that one a lot. Stroopwafel.
I mean, yeah.
Because just think of what you could bring to the park. So when Pedro Strope comes in, you've got like a big
terrine
prop. Yeah, prop bowl of beef stroganoff. And you wear like a chef's hat, like maybe the Chef Boyardee look, and you're like, oh, the chef's hat for it's beef stroopwafel time.
Yeah, that's, man, you could do restaurant tie-ins.
There's a lot going on there. Okay. All right, here's good. 705 says Pedro Strope nickname, P.S., but it's for his initials.
Yeah.
And because he...
Like the sound of a fastball.
Because he uses, I'm not going to use that word, but he's like, but he makes other players mad because he wears his hat to the side. So he's psssing them off.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
That one, Pedro Poppy? I don't know. Poppy, 708. Like,
P-O-P-P-Y? Like the opium base?
Right, I don't. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
312 says, P.S., I love you. 309 says, Stroper Ace. That's pretty good. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I'm a Stroper Ace guy. I'm a Burt Reynolds NASCAR kind of guy.
Yeah,
if you didn't know that about me, that's my favorite Burt Reynolds.
I can see it.
It's just, there's just something about it. He's such a smart, aleck NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we need more of.
Right. That's right.
Oh, 815 says interloper because he runs along with the runoff.
He did that a couple times. He did it with Chris Bryant last year and someone else this year. He comes running in from the bullpen and then runs down the third base line with the guy doing kind of a Monty Python.
Yeah,
so
maybe there's 847 says strobe light because his pitches are blinding.
Strobe light, yeah.
We also have Jock Strope. I'm not sure that one's gonna stick, right?
That's going to hold.
That's pretty
courtesy
dumb.
Laugh there. Yeah. Thanks, Pete.
All right, so there's a, I think that's it on the. I'm just going through one more time. Strope Light got a couple here. The Dominican Nightmare.
Whoa.
That's really getting that's generic and specific.
Strope floats.
Pedro Big Papa. Heat Strope.
Oh,
what if you call
good.
Him Heat?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good because they Esmeralda, a fastball is when they bring the heat. So there is a kind of a dual.
So Esmeralda, baseball is this game that's played with a ball.
The throw and the
is that where do they play it?
They play it in a field.
What?
Of dreams.
That may, in their minds?
In their minds. All right. I think that's it on the Pedro Strope. These are really good. Thank you to everyone who come in. Okay, so we're going to make a transition. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, it's Addison Russell. We already got one for Addison Russell, which is Muscle. I like that. From Pam. And we'll get Rob Martyr's take, and we'll continue, and we'll sort of pick the best of the Stropes. And the Stropes. Maybe there's a Strokes.
The
Strokes,
Strokes. Yeah.
And there's like a, what's that guy's name? Casablanca?
Julian Casablanca, something like that.
Casablancas,
I think. Something like that.
Maybe that's a little too far.
Might be.
Joel Reese is in studio with me. We'll continue after the news. Addison Russell, 312-981-7200.
Hey, hey, Chicago, the Cubs are gonna shine. Hey, hey, Chicago, the Cubs will blow your mind. The boys in blue are back and really slamming. The friendly Cubs fries at Wrigley Field are jamming. Hey, hey.
I only picture, like in my head, I'm like, I know these are all different artists that are singing these awesome Cubs songs, but I have a feeling they all record with Pete in his basement. Like, I feel like Zimmerman's like, that's the one. We got it, guys. He's in the, I always feel like he's in the window, like with his thumb up, like, that's a great track. You guys nailed this Cubs parody song once again. All right, we're playing Picnic here. 312-981-7200. Joel Reese is in studio with me. Thanks for coming down. Joel sure. Reese from BP Wrigleyville, and he also does the podcast for BP Wrigley Cast. We are giving nicknames to Pedro Strope and to Addison Russell. Addison Russell, what do we know about Addison Russell?
Well, he was also acquired by the Cubs in a trade, a big trade. The Cubs traded Jeff Samardzija to the Oakland A's for him, and they traded Jason Hamill also, and they got Hamill back. And
yeah, right.
Addison Russell, I know Billy Bean was very reluctant to give him up. He at one point called Addison Russell the best prospect he's ever had. And wow. So Russell has he's amazing on the field, amazing defender, like amazing defense. He's got range and instincts like you wouldn't believe. He doesn't have exactly a cannon for an arm, but he just makes phenomenal plays. His hitting was coming along really well early in the season. He had a bunch of big hits, won some games with late inning hits, homers, triples, but has kind of slumped the last couple of weeks, like almost everyone did except for before tonight. So that's kind of my background on him.
All right, Rob Martyr, what do you got on Addison Russell?
You know what, this one I'm keeping very simple. There's no kind of roundabouts, you know, circuitous route I'm going to take for a nickname. He signed a national letter of intent to play at Auburn University. Now, he never got there, but as you know, Auburn University, they're the Tigers. So I'm going to go with Addison the Tiger Russell.
The Tiger.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yeah.
The Tiger.
I love it. All right. There, so what are you thinking, Joel? What do you like for Addison Russell?
I mean, I think that one's pretty good. You know, he's really good with the leather. So he flashes the leather, so you could call him Flash. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he'd like to be called Mr. Leather. Maybe that's not his thing.
No, that's, yeah. There's a lot of endorsements there.
You think so?
He could get a lot of sponsorship opportunities, especially if it was international.
Yeah.
Right. Think about that.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure he'll take it under advisement. Yeah. And, you know, I was trying to work with something a couple years ago, several years ago, the Detroit Pistons had a guard named Chauncey Billups who would hit a lot of – he was very clutch. They called him Mr. Big Shot. So I was trying to work with Addison Russell because he was getting a lot of clutch hits. But you can't really work with Mr. Big Shot. Mr. Big Hit doesn't quite right. – you know, doesn't have the same panache. So I was working with something with that. So something okay. with clutch so that okay. I'm just throwing those out there for the listeners.
Okay. I've got – here's what I've got from listeners that are coming in. I got 708, Hustle. That's good for yeah. Addison Hustle Russell.
Sure.
We've got 630, the Gladiator, Russell Crowe.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I like this one, 815, Addison Earned Run Russell. I don't know why that's applied to him.
Earned
Run. No.
Yeah.
I like this one, too. 772. This might be a winner here. I like this one a lot. 773, we call Addison Russell Smooth Criminal. Because of the song, Addie, are you okay? Are you okay? It's Annie, are you okay? But
that's pretty. And he's, Addie, are you he's okay? a super smooth fielder.
Yeah.
And he
you've
steals.
Been hit by, you've been struck by Addison Russell. Dun, 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 dun.
No?
Oh, yeah. No, it's good.
It's got a.
Yeah, no, it works
got a
for
feel.
Me. Yeah. I like that one a lot. That's good. Because he's smooth. He steals hits from the other players. Mm-hmm. You know, it works on many levels.
Okay, we had Pam did Muscle, which there's been a lot of muscles in here, right. which is pretty good. But, you know, the problem with calling him Muscle is he's not like a Sammy Sosa ripped steroid guy. He's a very thin kind of – he looks like he's 14 years old.
He does. You know, he's married, and I believe he has at least one kid. So And he's like 22, you know. So.
I don't tell you about biology. They can have kids at a young age.
We
but,
can talk
yeah.
about that off the air, I guess.
Maybe that's why he didn't go to Auburn. You know, he had a kid or something.
Hmm.
Or he's just a spectacular baseball player who didn't need to go to college.
Yeah, that could be
that
it,
That probably has more to do with it.
Yeah.
312-981-7200, Sidewinder. Maybe that's for Strope. Slidewinder. Slidewinder.
Slidewinder. Hmm.
How about Big Deal, like from Star Wars? I'm not sure.
Is there a Star Wars Big Deal?
Big Deal.
Is there a Star Wars connection? With
847's got a good one. Clark.
Clark and Addison.
Yeah, so like call him Clark.
Yeah.
We're not really liking the street. It's almost like it's almost too easy.
Yeah, it's
Addison.
Too on the nose, as they say in the business.
Mm-hmm.
How about Rawhide? I mean, if he's good with the leather.
Rawhide.
Rawhide Russell.
Rolling. Yeah. And he could do that song when he
right.
comes to bat.
Yeah, they'd probably love that.
Yeah. There's a lot of Addison to Sheffield. Dolly Addison. Instead of Dolly Madison.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I feel like we're missing, like, okay, so he is on Addison.
Right.
Addison, Russell, Addison.
Addison is what, 4,400 north?
3,600
36,
north.
Right.
So let's say 3,600. 3,600. There you go.
36. 36 is 6 squared.
I like 3,600.
Yeah. All right, there we go.
There we go.
Esmeralda, there's the winner. 3,600.
Hey, 3,600. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get the winners and keep coming with the Addison Russell. Like, oh, I like the Addison Russell. 312's got a good one for Clark and Addison. Crossroads.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then you start thinking, like, it's the blues
the
track.
Robert Johnson.
Yeah, the Robert Johnson. And maybe he's in the blues, and I don't know if that works.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Keep them coming. Addison Russell, what's his nickname? So download, stay with us. All right. It's nice return music here. I think that may be a little bit spoiling the bunch in the way that Smooth Criminal is just one of the choices here, Pete. So now
yeah.
I feel like you're adding in, like, I don't know if that's fair to the others. Like, the Pacer, born in pace, and he's consistent clutch. The Pacer. Addison Russell, 630, says Addison Russell, L.
Like, I think the L yeah. stop.
How about Addison Big D Russell? I don't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, you know.
I did see there's a lot of pace. There's been some research done by our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in Pace, Florida, the Pacer. Addison the Mitt
Russell.
The glove.
815 says Dr. Zach Addy. It's a Bones reference.
But that's the, I like that because you're like, ooh, Dr. Addy. And then the fans show up dressed like Dr. Zach Addy.
I don't know who that is.
I think it's the guy from Buffy.
Oh, okay.
Addison Transit.
We got a baby face, 773. It's already been used for Javi Baez.
So they're coming in. They're still coming in. Let's go to Cookie on the line. Cookie, what do you like for Addison Russell?
Kid glove.
Kid glove.
Kid glove. Oh, I see. Yeah.
I like that.
Because he's young and he has plays good defense.
Yes.
All right.
We're on the same page, Cookie. I'm feeling it.
Cookie, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. I like Cookie. I mean, I like the nickname, Cookie.
And cookies. And cookie. They're delicious.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. And then Scoop. How about Scoop?
Yeah.
I like
that's
that
something
one.
Defenders do.
Scoop. But he kind of looks like a scoop. He's like a little guy. He could see maybe like if he wasn't in baseball, he'd be a newspaper reporter.
Throwing him on your porch.
773 really likes Ruski. I think that's for rookie. But he's not really a rookie anymore.
No.
He's a second year guy.
Right.
And he's not Russian.
No, as far as
he's
I know.
Addison
I mean...
Russell. He's from Pace, Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. Add a run read. That's what Rich says.
Oh, yeah, Rich.
Add a run. I don't know.
Because it's playing off Addison.
Yeah.
Add a run. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
All right, is it time to call
1060 West. Is that Wrigley Field? Yeah, 1060
yeah,
West.
Yeah.
See, that's pretty good. That goes along mine like 36 Hundo.
Yeah.
What if you call them 36 Hundo?
Yeah.
Like it's cooler.
That's way cooler.
Like a rapper would say it, 36 Hundo, like a cool Mo D.
Cool Mo D.
36 Hundo.
He was great.
Going that's downtown.
Serious old school. Though.
Yeah, that is. That's a good one.
Wild West.
All right, so I think let's do one more call. Let's do Marge. Marge, what do you like?
Street cred.
Why because street cred?
Because of Addison.
And
the street, and he's a credit to the organization.
Hey! You put it together. Thank you so much, Marge. I cut her off. Sorry. Thought she was done.
Sorry, Marge.
The Shuffler, 262 says the Shuffler. All right.
Okay.
All right, let's...
All right, are we putting it before the judges?
Yeah, we're going to do it. Here we go.
All right.
All right, first, Pete... Let me read you what I have. Joel and Pete, we'll do this fast, and then we're going to get to Esmeralda, and she's going to make the choice here.
Yeah.
For Pedro Strop, here's what I got. We've got, number one, White Castle, because he's got the best slider in the business.
Yeah.
Number two, Sidekick, because he has the hat to the side, and he also kicks really high with his leg.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Heat. We also have Diesel. And then we have Beef Stroganoff. There's a lot of opportunities there. What do you like, Joel?
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough to go against Beef Stroganoff. But I don't know. The White Castle, I mean, that's pretty good.
Pete, what are you thinking?
I agree with Joel. I love Beef Stroganoff. That just sounds so fun. But I'm going to go White Castle as well.
All right. So let's do Addison Russell real quick. Here's what I got for Addison Russell. You know, I'm gonna put Street Cred in there because I like that one. Also, just got one in, which I really like, 606 Scooby. I don't know why Scooby, but that's kind of a cool nickname for a player.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that it's a cool nickname for a player. Okay, so here's what we got. We got Flash. We got Muscle, Addison the Muscle Russell. We've got Kid Love, Street Cred, and Smooth Criminal. It's Kid Glove, sorry. Kid Glove. So Flash, Muscle, Kid Glove, Street Cred, and Smooth Criminal. What do you like?
I think Smooth Criminal is the
pretty good
runaway winner.
What do you got, Pete?
Same.
All right. You guys don't count. Let's all right. Esmeralda Leon, how are you?
Yeah, good.
All right. So you've been listening to this. You've been weighing in with your thoughts.
Yes.
Here we go. For Pedro Strop and Addison Russell, do we like for Pedro Strop, Sidekick, Heat,
Diesel, White Castle, or Beef Stroopwafel?
It has to be White Castle.
White Castle is the winner.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Nice job, White Castle.
The Stroopwafel was in a close, very close.
There's just
second.
So many opportunities with the Stroganoff, the Stroopwafel and the Stroganoff. You could
I like the Chef Boyardee idea.
Yeah.
You could be like, and you'd always get on camera with that. They're like, oh, and you're like mixing up some pasta, putting in the Parmesan or whatever's in the Stroganoff.
Yeah, you could have the Food Network tie in.
Yeah.
I mean, just like the
there's so many things.
Are limitless.
Although there could also be a problem of throwing egg noodles onto the field.
Yeah.
Like you know, in Detroit with the octopus.
Yeah, like if he does well, you throw the egg noodles on. That could be good.
Yeah.
All right, so for Addison Russell, here we go. Do we like Flash, Muscle, Kid Glove, Street Cred, or Smooth Criminal?
I like Smooth Criminal.
Smooth Criminal!
Yeah. Yeah, because you have that option, so that's good. I like that.
And you could do a lot with that, because I do think that that makes up for, again, we could dress up like... Michael, we can dress up like MJ in Smooth Criminal in the video and like all of his henchmen.
Yeah.
And we could do all like kind of side dance all the way to the side and then the other way like he does that cool like lean. And then we can get some camera time.
Yeah.
So like when Addison Russell comes up to bat, they all come to us and we're like already dancing because we got our cool white mobster suit on.
Yeah, that's fame for everyone. And that great walk-up music too.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
There we go. White Castle for Pedro Stroop, the best slider in the business, and Smooth Criminal because it's criminal the way that Addison Russell plays defense and steals bases, although he doesn't steal as much as he should. Joel Reese is the man behind BP Wrigleyville, or part of the crew.
Yeah.
Also does the podcast BP Wrigleycast. I can't thank you enough for coming down here.
Sure.
Good to see you, Joel. We'll do this again this summer.
Sounds good.
All right, that's going to do it tonight. Congrats to all the winners for Smooth Criminal and I already forgot White Castle. Right, Smooth Criminal and White Castle. They're going to win Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza.
Dumb.
Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. You're not too happy, Rob.
Well, now I know exactly how Steve Gavlin feels. This is ridiculous.
I mean, you had good idea. You did the most research, but it just felt like there was a little bit more. There was just cleverness brought by some of the
when you
listeners.
Put out a nickname, it's got to be quick, preferably one word.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger, killer, the shark. That's it.
White Castle.
Yeah, too many.
It's enough.
For what?
No, it's enough.
No, it's not.
White Castle.
No.
Then you can go slider.
I got to do the news.
All right. That's going to do it for the show. Patty Vasquez up next here. Pretty late with Patty Vasquez. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.